香港中环国际金融中心商城中庭进行示威后，香港再度出现抗议行动。有网民发起星期天傍晚在港岛东部的太古城中心内的和你唱活动，获得相当响应。警方则出动防暴警察进入商城，期间与抗议者发生口角及推撞。据港媒报道，数百名民众参与星期天傍晚在太古城中心的和你唱活动。抗议者看来以年轻人居多，太古城商场的每一层楼都有相当多的抗议人群，他们戴着口罩高唱反送中歌曲《愿荣光归香港》，有人高举光复香港时代革命的旗帜，也有参与者拿着黑色旗帜，举着有不同名字的黑色纸牌，高喊口号声援不久前被拘捕的民主派人士。香港警方星期天发布新闻重申限聚令，有效期至5月7日，任何参加活动的人如果有共同聚集目的的都属于群组聚集，如果有4人以上参与则所有参与者都属于违例。自今年1月下旬中国传出爆发新冠病毒疫情以来，香港持续半年多的反逃犯条例修例的反送中抗争运动平静许多，抗议活动明显减少，但香港政局最近的变化迫使港人再次走上街头表达他们的意见。瑞典斯德哥尔摩国际和平研究所最新报告指出，全球各国去年的军事支出达到1.9万亿美元，比2018年成长3.6%，增幅创下10年来的新高。该研究所研究员田南甚至表示，军事支出已经达到冷战结束后的最高点。这份报告还指出，美国仍然是全球军事支出最高的国家，金额达到7320亿美元，增长5.3%，占全球总支出的38%，其规模接近第2到第11国家的总和。该研究所分析，主要是从2017年起，美军新入伍人员达到10000人以上，以及大力推动常规武器与核武器现代化。报告还显示，这次有2个亚洲国家排进前3名，分别是第2名的中国，军事支出达到2610亿美元，增长5.1%，以及第3名的印度，军事支出达711亿美元，增幅6.8%。中国过去25年来的军事支出与国家经济迅速发展有密切关系。该研究所研究员田南指出，中国曾公开表示想要以军事强国身份实际与美国较量。报告还谈到，印度与巴基斯坦和中国之间的紧张关系是刺激军事支出增加的主要因素之一。全球前10大军事支出国的依序分别是美国、中国、印度、俄罗斯、沙特阿拉伯、法国、德国、英国、日本及韩国。台湾在亚太地区排名第7，去年军事支出大约是104亿美元。由于冠状病毒测试供应有限，五角大楼首先将重点放在测试那些被认为对国家安全最重要职责的人员。排在第一位的是操作国家核力量的男性和女性，一些反恐力量以及一艘即将部署的航空母舰上的人员。国防部领导人希望在6月前将测试从目前每天约7000次增加到6万次，这将使他们能够测试那些表现出症状的人以及那些无症状感染者。目前测试供应紧张迫使五角大楼采取分阶段方法，包括在美国海军尼米兹号航母上测试水兵。这艘位于华盛顿州布雷默顿的海军航母即将前往太平洋，官员们希望避免重蹈罗斯福号航母病毒肆虐的覆辙。周五，美国海军披露了另一艘海上舰艇基德号上病毒的爆发。尽管特朗普总统声称测试能力在美国不是问题，但五角大楼官员预计直到今年夏天某个时候才能对所有服役人员进行足够的测试。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is she from Chicago?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天这一课的题目是，他是芝加哥人吗？这一课我们要讲人称代词 we, 我们和 they, 他们以及动词 be 的复数形式。我们先来熟悉下面的词句。
Sister,
姐妹
Sister,
这个词的拼法是 S I S T E R。英语中姐姐和妹妹都用 sister， 姐姐必须说 older sister， 妹妹必须说 younger sister。
Washington D.C.
哥伦比亚特区华盛顿，也就是美国首都华盛顿。
Washington, D.C.
华盛顿市在东部，美国还有一个华盛顿州在西海岸。
Is she from Washington?
她是华盛顿人吗？
Is she from Washington?
请注意，下面的 she is 可以紧缩成为 she's。
No, she is not. No, she's not.
不，她不是华盛顿人。
No, she is not. No, she's not.
今天我们要采访的嘉宾是 Sarah Scott 和她的妹妹 Chris.
Hi, Max. How are you today?
Fine, and you?
Oh, I'm okay. Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister Chris.
Is Sarah from Washington?
Do you mean from Washington, D.C.?
Yes, is she from Washington, D.C.?
No, she's not.
Where is she from?
I don't know. We'll ask her.
Kathy, 知不知道 Sarah 和 Chris 姐妹俩来自哪里呢？请再听一遍对话。
Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister Chris.
Is Sarah from Washington?
Do you mean from Washington, D.C.?
Yes. Is she from Washington, D.C.?
No, she's not.
Where is she from?
I don't know.We'll ask her.
Listen and repeat.
现在我们做听说练习，请大家跟着我们说。
Sarah is from the United States. She's from the United States. Max is from San Francisco.He's from San Francisco. Kathy is from New York. She's from New York. Sarah is from the United States.She's from the United States. Max is from San Francisco. He's from San Francisco. Kathy is from New York. She's from New York.Interview.
访谈时间。接下来我们要采访 Sarah 和 Chris 两姐妹。从采访中我们得知
Sarah and Chris are from Chicago.
Sarah 和 Chris 是芝加哥人。
Sarah and Chris are from Chicago.
请注意 They are 可以紧缩成为 there. We are 可以紧缩成为 where. 例如
They are from Chicago. They're from Chicago.
他们是芝加哥人。
They are from Chicago. They're from Chicago. We are from Chicago. We're from Chicago.
我们是芝加哥人。
We are from Chicago. We're from Chicago.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Max.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my sister, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Kathy. It's nice to meet you, too.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Max. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Sarah. I'd like to ask you a question.
Certainly.
What city do you come from?
I come from Chicago.
Chris, are you from Chicago, too?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. Sarah and I are both from Chicago.
Yes, we're both from Chicago.
I'm from San Francisco.
Really? I love San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco.
That's right. What's in Chicago?
Well, the Sears Tower is in Chicago.
And the Chicago Bulls basketball team is in Chicago.
I love basketball. Our guests are Sarah and Chris Scott. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
We 在这里又学到了一种介绍别人的方式。
Kathy, I'd like to introduce my sister, Chris.
另外，访谈中提到金门桥在旧金山。
The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco.
Max 问 Sarah 和 Chris,
What's in Chicago?
芝加哥有什么著名的东西？ Sarah 和 Chris 回答说，芝加哥有希尔斯大厦，还有著名的芝加哥公牛队。
Well, the Sears Tower is in Chicago.
And the Chicago Bulls basketball team is in Chicago.
我们再听一遍这段访谈。
Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Max.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my sister, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Kathy. It's nice to meet you, too.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Max. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Sarah. I'd like to ask you a question.
Certainly.
What city do you come from?
I come from Chicago.
Chris, are you from Chicago, too?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. Sarah and I are both from Chicago.
Yes, we're both from Chicago.
I'm from San Francisco.
Really? I love San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco.
That's right. What's in Chicago?
Well, the Sears Tower is in Chicago.
And the Chicago Bulls basketball team is in Chicago.
I love basketball. Our guests are Sarah and Chris Scott. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
现在我们来做听说练习，请大家跟着说。
Sarah is from Chicago. She's from Chicago.
That's right. I'm from Chicago.
Sarah and Chris are from Chicago. They're from Chicago.
That's right. We're from Chicago.
请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Sarah is from Chicago. She's from Chicago.
That's right. I'm from Chicago.
Sarah and Chris are from Chicago. they're from Chicago.
That's right. We're from Chicago.
Email.
电子邮件。现在我们来回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。在这一节里，有位听众提问，芝加哥在哪里？答案是，芝加哥在伊利诺伊州。
Let's look at our email. We have a message from Kim in Korea. Her question is, where is Chicago? Sarah, where is Chicago?
Well, it's in the United States. It's in Illinois, in the state of Illinois. It's between New York and San Francisco.
Sarah, Chris, thank you for being on our show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was fun.
Let's take a short break.
现在你能描述芝加哥在什么地方吗？下面让我们再听一遍。
Let's look at our email. We have a message from Kim in Korea. Her question is, where is Chicago? Sarah, where is Chicago?
Well, it's in the United States. It's in Illinois, in the state of Illinois. It's between New York and San Francisco.
Sarah, Chris, thank you for being on our show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was fun.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家随着音乐跟着我们重复。
Chicago. Where is Chicago? It's in the United States. Beijing. Where is Beijing? It's in China.Paris. Where is Paris? It's in France. London. Where is London? It's in England.
下面我们把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Chicago.Where is Chicago? It's in the United States. Beijing. Where is Beijing? It's in China. Paris. Where is Paris? It's in France. London.Where is London? It's in England.
Daily Dialogue. On an Airplane to New York, Part 3.
每日对话。今天的题目是在飞往纽约的飞机上第三部分。对话中要谈到大峡谷在亚利桑那州。约塞米蒂国家公园在加州。
Listen to the conversation.
下面请听飞机上的这段对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Walter 原来以为约塞米蒂国家公园也和大峡谷一样在亚利桑那州。经过 Michael 解释，他才知道约塞米蒂国家公园是在加州。所以他说
Oh, I didn't know that.
我们再听一遍飞机上的这段对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Listen and repeat.
好，我们接着做听说练习，请大家跟着说。
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
下面我们把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
每
周一问。
Now it's time for the question of the week. Listen to the questions. We'll have the answers on the next show. Where do they come from? Question number one. Nelson Mandela.Where does Nelson Mandela come from? Question number two. Michael Jordan. Where does Michael Jordan come from? Question number three. Olivia Newton-John. Where does Olivia Newton-John come from? We'll have the answers on our next show.
第一个问题是Nelson Mandela 是哪里人？第二个问题是 ，Michael Jordan 是哪里人？第三个问题是 ，Olivia Newton-John 是哪里人？在这三个人当中，大家可能对 Nelson Mandela 和 Michael Jordan 比较熟悉，而不太熟悉 Olivia Newton-John。我们将在下星期告诉大家这几个问题的答案。
A question for you.
各位听众，现在 Max 要向听众提一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Max 提出问题以后，请先听铃声，然后回答他的问题。
What city are you from? That's interesting.
Max 问大家，你来自哪个城市？各位听众，下面我们复习一下今天学过的主要内容。下面请听访谈。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Max.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my sister, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Kathy. It's nice to meet you, too.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Max. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Sarah. I'd like to ask you a question.
Certainly.
What city do you come from?
I come from Chicago.
Chris, are you from Chicago, too?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. Sarah and I are both from Chicago.
Yes, we're both from Chicago.
I'm from San Francisco.
Really? I love San Francisco.The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco.
That's right. What's in Chicago?
Well, the Sears Tower is in Chicago.
And the Chicago Bulls basketball team is in Chicago.
I love basketball. Our guests are Sarah and Chris Scott. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
电子邮件，回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。
Let's look at our email. We have a message from Kim in Korea. Her question is, where is Chicago? Sarah, where is Chicago?
Well, it's in the United States. It's in Illinois, in the state of Illinois. It's between New York and San Francisco.
Sarah, Chris, thank you for being on our show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was fun.
Let's take a short break.
每日对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
各位听众，在今天的课程结束之前，我们还要播送 Max 和 Cathy， 还有他们的同事们 Elizabeth 以及 Larry 在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是关于 Cathy 收到了前夫寄来的一封信， Elizabeth 要和从没有见过面的人约会。下面请听对话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, Cathy, here's a letter for you.
Oh, thanks. It's from my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband? I didn't know you were married.
Well, we were only married for a year, but we've been divorced for a long time. Oh.
What is it?
He's moving to Washington.
What do you think?
I'm not sure. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. That's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, I'm meeting someone for dinner.
Anyone I know?
No. In fact, I've never met him myself. He's a friend of a friend.
Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
这段对话中 ，Cathy 收到前夫的一封信，说他也要搬到华盛顿来。Cathy 对此感到有点困惑。Elizabeth 穿了一身漂亮的衣服，准备和一个没有见过面的人约会，英语里叫 blind date。请注意，这段对话里有一句
，But we've been divorced for a long time。
Cathy 说她和前夫已经离婚很长时间了。是动词 be 的现在完成时形式，表示一直持续到目前的状态。我们再听一遍这段会话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, Cathy, here's a letter for you.
Oh, thanks. It's from my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband? I didn't know you were married.
Well, we were only married for a year, but we've been divorced for a long time. Oh...
What is it?
He's moving to Washington.
What do you think?
I'm not sure. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. That's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, I'm meeting someone for dinner.
Anyone I know?
No. In fact, I've never met him myself. He's a friend of a friend.
Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
今天的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢收听，再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Cathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For 帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带。整套辅导学习材料，听众可以到本地的书店购买。
各位听众， 继周五100多人在香港中环国际金融中心商城中庭进行示威后，香港再度出现抗议行动，有网民发起星期天傍晚在港岛东部的太古城中心内的和你唱活动获得相当响应。 警方则出动防暴警察进入商城，期间与抗议者发生口角及推撞。据港媒报道，数百名民众参与星期天傍晚在太古城中心的和你唱活动，抗议者看来以年轻人居多。太古城商场的每一层楼都有相当多的抗议人群，他们带着口罩高唱反送中歌曲《愿荣光归香港》，有人高举光复香港时代革命的旗帜。 也有参与者拿着黑色旗帜，举着有不同名字的黑色纸牌，高喊口号，声援不久前被拘捕的民主派人士。香港警方星期天发布新闻重申，限聚令有效期至5月7日，任何参加活动的人如果有共同聚集目的的都属于群组聚集，如果有4人以上参与，则所有参与者都属于违例。 自今年1月下旬中国传出爆发新冠病毒疫情以来，香港持续半年多的反逃犯条例修例的反送中抗争运动平静许多，抗议活动明显减少，但香港政局最近的变化迫使港人再次走上街头表达他们的意见。瑞典斯德哥尔摩国际和平研究所最新报告指出，去年各国 全球各国去年的军事支出达到1.9万亿美元，比2018年成长 3.6%， 增幅创下10年来的新高。该研究所研究员田南甚至表示，军事支出已经达到冷战结束后的最高点。这份报告还指出，美国仍然是全球军事支出最高的国家，金额达到7320亿美元，增长 5.3%， 占全球总支出的3%，其规模接近第二到第11国家的总和。该研究所分析，主要是从2017年起，美军新入伍人员达到10000人以上，以及大力推动常规武器与核武器现代化。报告还显示，这次有2个亚洲国家排进前3名， 分别是第二名的中国，军事支出达到2610亿美元，增长 5.1%， 以及第三名的印度，军事支出达711亿美元，增幅 6.8%。 中国过去25年来的军事支出与国家经济迅速发展有密切关系。该研究所研究员田南指出， 中国曾公开表示想要以军事强国身份实际与美国较量。报告还谈到，印度与巴基斯坦和中国之间的紧张关系是刺激军事支出增加的主要因素之一。全球前10大军事支出国的依序分别是美国、中国、印度、俄罗斯、沙特阿拉伯、法国、德国、英国、日本及韩国。 台湾在亚太地区排名第七，去年军事支出大约是104亿美元。由于冠状病毒测试供应有限，五角大楼首先将重点放在测试那些被认为对国家安全最重要职责的人员，排在第一位的是操作国家核力量的男性和女性，一些反恐力量以及一艘即将部署的航空母舰上的人员。 国防部领导人希望在6月前将测试从目前每天约7000次增加到6万次，这将使他们能够测试那些表现出症状的人以及那些无症状感染者。目前测试供应紧张，迫使五角大楼采取分阶段方法，包括在美国海军尼米兹号航母上测试水兵。 这艘位于华盛顿州布雷默顿的海军航母即将前往太平洋，官员们希望避免重蹈罗斯福号航母病毒肆虐的覆辙。周五，美国海军披露了另一艘海上舰艇基德号上病毒的爆发。尽管特朗普总统声称测试能力在美国不是问题，但五角大楼官员预计直到今年夏天某个时候才能对所有服役人员进行足够的测试。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们要复习本星期学过的课程。在第一课中，我们介绍了如何表达你是哪里的人，教大家怎样告诉别人你的原籍或家乡是哪里。学习重点是动词 come的现在时，以及两个人称代词 I 和 you， 还有怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。首先我们听听节目主持人 Cathy 和 Max 的对话，请注意他们如何相互问候。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
他们接着向听众做自我介绍。
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
下面我们要做听说练习，请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
I come from the United States.
接下来是听众打电话问 Cathy 来自哪里，我们听听她是怎么回答的。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right, I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State.May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
在这一课中，我们学习了一个表达方式。
You're on the air with New Dynamic English.
意思是你现在上了新动态英语节目了，这是电台节目主持人在接到听众电话时常用的一句话，今后我们会在课文中常常听到。下面我们来做听说练习。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
一位听众通过电子邮件也向 Max 提出了一个问题，问他是不是从洛杉矶来的。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
接下来请大家跟着我们做听说练习。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
下面是这一课的每日对话。Walter Kennedy 和 Michael Davis 两个人相互自我介绍。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
下面我们来做听说练习。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
各位听众，希望你学习了这一课以后，初步掌握了自我介绍时的常用语，可以用 come from 来表达你来自什么地方，或者你的原籍在哪里。下面我们接着复习第二课，这一课进一步讲解怎样告诉别人你的原籍或家乡是哪里。我们要讲动词 be 的现在时态以及动词 be 的各种紧缩形式，还要讲第三人称的人称代词 he 和 she， 以及第三人称的物主代词 his 以及 her。 我们先来听听 Cathy 和 Max 的对话。
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
现在请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
What's his name?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert.
What's her name?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy.
What's your name?
My name is Max.My name is Max.
访谈时间，下面我们要采访 Robert Harris.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay.Where are you from?
I'm from Florida. Disney World is in Florida.
Is Disney World in Miami?
No, it's not. It's in Orlando, Orlando, Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris.
He's from Miami, Florida. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Where are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Where are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
接下来是采访嘉宾 Robert Harris 回答听众通过电话提出的问题。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bob, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
下面请大家跟着我们说。
San Francisco. San Francisco is in California. Where is San Francisco? San Francisco is in California.Miami. Miami is in Florida. Where is Miami? Miami is in Florida. London. London is in England. Where is London?London is in England.
每日对话，对话中的两个人做自我介绍后，还要询问对方来自哪里。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
下面我们来做听说练习。
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
街头采访。
This is the new dynamic English, Man on the Street, Kent Moss. Today I'm standing in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your name?
My name is Henry Parker.
And where are you from?
I'm from Tallahassee.
Tallahassee?
Yes, Tallahassee.
Where is Tallahassee?
It's in Florida. Tallahassee is in Florida.
Is that a Spanish name?
No, it's an Indian name.
From India?
No, American Indian.
Really?
Yes, some American cities have Indian names.
Some American cities have Spanish names, like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
That's right.
And a lot of names come from England. like New York and New Hampshire.
American names come from all over the world.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Come 和 be 表达某人来自哪里，还复习了人称代词的单数形式 I, you, he, she, 还有第三人称的物主代词 his, her, 还有用代词 it 来代表地点和事物的句子。这里请大家注意，英语里表达地方的方式和中文相反，是把最小的单位放最前面。例如
It's in Orlando, Orlando, Florida.
先说奥兰多市，然后才是佛罗里达州。下面我们接着复习第三课。这一课介绍了人称代词 we, 我们和 they, 他们以及动词 be 的复数形式。首先请听 Cathy 和 Max 的对话，他们要介绍采访嘉宾 Sarah Scott 和 Chris 姐妹俩。
Hi, Max. How are you today?
Fine. And you?
Oh, I'm okay. Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister, Chris.
Is Sarah from Washington?
Do you mean from Washington, D.C.?
Yes. Is she from Washington, D.C.?
No, she's not.
Where is she from?
I don't know. We'll ask her.
现在做听说练习，请大家跟着我们说。
Sarah is from the United States. She's from the United States. Max is from San Francisco. He's from San Francisco. Kathy is from New York.She's from New York.
Kathy and Max 采访 Sarah 和 Chris 姐妹俩。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guests today are Sarah Scott and her sister. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Max.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my sister, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Kathy. It's nice to meet you, too.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Max. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Sarah. I'd like to ask you a question.
Certainly.
What city do you come from?
I come from Chicago.
Chris, are you from Chicago, too?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. Sarah and I are both from Chicago.
Yes, we're both from Chicago.
I'm from San Francisco.
Really? I love San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco.
That's right. What's in Chicago?
Well, the Sears Tower is in Chicago.
And the Chicago Bulls basketball team is in Chicago.
I love basketball. Our guests are Sarah and Chris Scott. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
接下来我们做听说练习，请大家跟着我们说。
Sarah is from Chicago. She's from Chicago.
That's right. I'm from Chicago.
Sarah and Chris are from Chicago.They're from Chicago.
That's right. We're from Chicago.
We will answer the audience through email. Let's look at
our email. We have a message from Kim in Korea. Her question is...Where is Chicago? Sarah, where is Chicago?
Well, it's in the United States. It's in Illinois, in the state of Illinois. It's between New York and San Francisco.
Sarah, Chris, thank you for being on our show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It was fun.
Let's take a short break.
下面请大家随着音乐跟着我们重复。
Chicago. Where is Chicago? It's in the United States. Beijing. Where is Beijing? It's in China. Paris. Where is Paris? It's in France.London. Where is London? It's in England.
每日对话，对话中的两个人 Walter Kennedy 和 Michael Davis 要谈论美国的一些旅游胜地在什么地方。
Hi, my name is Walter. Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael. Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
好，我们接着做听说练习，请大家跟着说。
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
下面我们把这三课的每日对话的听说练习连贯起来做一遍。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Is the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Yes, it is.
What about Yosemite Park? Is it in Arizona?
No, it's not. It's in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
各位听众，今天的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下星期再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以到本地的书店购买。